Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. Fall hit this morning, and if you stepped outside, you noticed. I will have to adjust my clothing to something warmer from now on, but I hate to have to. I love my outside mornings, so I sat on the deck and read a bit and enjoyed my hot coffee and the fresh, chilly air. Enjoy your morning cup as we visit. I recently read an article that referenced the parable of the mustard seed in Matthew 17:20, and it made me start thinking about the power of seeds. For example, did you know roses, the rose bush, grows from seeds? I didn't know that. The seeds are hidden inside of the rose hip, which is a half-inch seed ball that forms when the weather turns too cool for the plant to produce its beauty. The seeds themselves are a slim 1/4 inch long. Thank you, Google. I didn't know what a rose hip was, and my knowledge of roses has consisted of seeing plants in yards and in nurseries. I never gave any thought to how they reproduce. Bill, on the other hand, a dear friend at TNC, is a rose guru. Often during rose blooming season, he brings a bouquet of flowers to sit in the middle of the refreshment table. This is no ordinary bouquet. Yellow, red, different shades of pink, those that are dual colored, and many more. And the scent of the roses? Delicious. To say they are beautiful is an understatement. And most impressive, Bill grows them all. I believe about 25 different varieties at one time. Until he moved recently, he had 50 rose bushes. I cannot imagine. And a rose seed, this flower that represents beauty and when shared with another is a universal message of love. What potential power that tiny seed contains. Now, from the Message, Matthew 17:20. Because you're not yet taking God and His power seriously, said Jesus, the simple truth is that if you had a mere kernel of faith, a poppy seed, say, you would tell this mountain, move, and it would move. There is nothing you wouldn't be able to tackle. Thankfully, life does not ask us to literally move mountains, but we often find ourselves with mountain-sized challenges. Do me a favor. Look at a seed. I mean, at least imagine in your head a seed, any seed. Acorn, pumpkin seed, daisy, thistle, rose seed. Now breathe. And focus for a few moments on the potential stored in that tiny seed. Go ahead, try it. I'll wait a moment. In the seed are roots with the mechanism to draw water and nutrients from the soil. A tiny sprout with leaves to change the warm sunlight into chlorophyll for energy to keep growing. Taller and taller, or to crawl along the ground, produce a flower, then fruit. How about the pumpkin seed? A big orange pumpkin ready for carving or cooking for pumpkin pie. An acorn that will become in time when it reaches its potential. An oak. A tree that's providing shade, colorful fall color, food for animals, wood for a beautiful family table. Or a tiny thistle, beautiful yellow flowers with black centers, whose nectar feeds the bees and butterflies. So much of the earth's beauty and food comes from such tiny seeds. Think about it. All that potential stored in each one. And here is Jesus telling us of our potential. With our tiny seed of faith, we can come to trust God, to take Him seriously, get to know Him, trust Him, and there is nothing we wouldn't be able to tackle. Faith is a gift from God, just like everything else that is good in our lives. And faith of any size, even the smallest seed, if nurtured and watered, will grow over time. Just look at nature and ponder the wonder stored in every seed, from the smallest to the largest. It doesn't matter. It's the seed of faith that is in us all. Water it with prayer. Let the warmth of love shine on it. Read, pray, talk to others who have discovered their seed of faith. Be inspired. The Lord is listening and ready to provide what you need for your seed of faith to grow and grow and grow. And as this is happening, you and I are being molded into who the Lord wants and needs us to be. Sowers of seed. Let us pray. We can become discouraged so quickly, Lord, our faith challenged by life. Help us, prod us, bring your disciples into our lives to share your love, to shine the light of faith when the world is hard. Your message is found everywhere in your creation. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive your gift of faith. In your merciful and loving name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.